I bless your name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because we got to start 3 hours and 22 minutes later than we used to start. We got to sleep in 3 extra hours this morning. From 5:42 all the way up to 9 o'clock. Who ever heard of such a thing? Okay. Come on now. Y'all get together. Come on down here. Hallelujah. We got to get with it now. We got to move in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keramando de bri karabato. Come on, get real close to me here so we can pray together. So we make our faith declarations on a Monday morning. I like to get up. I've been making these for many years. Huh? Because we can have all kinds of emotions. But the Bible says the just shall live by his faith. So somebody say, today's a good day. Today's a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. Today's a happy day. Today is a healthy day. Today is a safe day. Today's a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. And I can finish what God says I can finish. I can build what God says I can build. I can produce what God says I can produce. I can live where God says I can live. I can minister where God says I can minister. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can drive where God says I can drive. I can fly where God says I can fly. I can sing what God says I can sing. I can write what God says I can write. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season. New opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity, new anointing, new dreams, new visions, new bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off, old home paid off, new vehicle paid off. Old vehicle paid off. New relationships. New investors. New partners. New dreams. New energy. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well in my nation. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my calling. Today is a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Revelation day. Anointed day. God day. TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. I love Monday. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Well, say so then. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I praise you. I bless you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Come on. Lord, I bless you. Ah, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who crowns thy life with good things. Delivers us from destruction. Hallelujah. I bless you this morning. Lord, offer the sacrifice of praise. Offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I am so thankful. Hallelujah. I'm happy today, but I'm more thankful that I'm happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost a little while this morning. Lord, we come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, we're thankful this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for life and health and wholeness and wellness. None that everybody ate. Food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink. We're not in jail, not in prison, not in the hospital this morning. So thankful. Lord, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the journey. Thank you for goodness and your mercy and your kindness toward us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here again at Revival Now. Hallelujah. Thankful we could be here on a Monday morning. Hallelujah. Come on, Lord, be kept at the shadow of the city, under the mandola, break it, every end. Mandri beriere beriendri beriatter beriere beriere beriendri berio. And Lord, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, your will be done here at Revival Now. Lord, your will be done in us corporately, congregationally. And Lord, your will be done in us individually today. The will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, your will be done this morning in our lives, our families, our churches. Our cities, our nation. The will of God, the will of God, the will of God. Lord, your will be done. Your will be done in me, O God. Hallelujah. 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 I love to do prophetic praying. Pastors call these morning sessions prophetic prayer sessions. I love it because we pray and then we listen. Stop, look, and listen. See what the Holy Ghost might say. So let's pray a little while and then we're going to stop and we're going to look. Why don't we just put your hand on your ear and say, Lord, open my ears this morning, my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes, just say, Lord, open my eyes this morning, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me today. I'm ready to receive. Ready. Are you ready? Hallelujah. You know, the first challenge of the devil was this. Did God really tell you that? Did he really say that to you? Was that really God? As I'm praying this morning, I just know that there's people being challenged today about what God has spoken to you, said to you, showed you. Well, the opposite of faith is not, I don't believe it's fear, I believe it's doubt. And so the devil, he wants to sow a seed of doubt. There's some of you may know that I'm relaunching again what God spoke to me after leading prayer at the White House back in the 90s when he said mobilize 1,000 churches. So I've expanded that now. And I'm mobilizing a rallying, 1,000 points of light. And I'm calling 1 million people to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, because if we don't have it, we're gone. We're finished. Only God can help us now. And somebody wrote me yesterday, because I put my vision on my website, and they said, you realize that every point of light, you've got to have 1,000 people praying at every point of light. Are you sure that you can do that? So that would be 1 million people. That'd be 1,000 people at Calvary Cathedral or 1,000 people in Fort Worth. And the Lord just showed me when President George H. Bush gave his inauguration speech, the Lord just put that in my heart. When he said 1,000 points of light, I said, yes, that's going to happen. I'm going to be involved in it. So I've been carrying that for a long time. But, you know, even this morning, Satan has been saying, maybe you need to say 10 people at every point of light. That'd be 10,000. Or maybe 100. I mean, to get 100 people praying at one point of light, that'd be a community or a city or a church. And by the way, I'm not limited to America. What if a whole city began to pray daily for another spiritual awakening? So I put my dream on there. I have a dream. I was even challenged on that, you know. Somebody's already given, I have a dream. Well, more than one person can have a dream. Do you realize that, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, when you try to expand and you try to enlarge, the devil is going to come at you. He wants to minimize you. God wants to maximize you, but the devil wants to minimize you and cause you to draw back on what God has put in your heart. Just draw back now. Do you really mean 1,000 at every point of light? Maybe 10, but not 1,000. But I believe as our faith is, so be it unto us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm relaunching again. I've got more people helping me now. And I've got, in the 90s, there was no such thing as Twitter and Facebook and all these social medias. Do you realize that we have the world at our fingertips of what we can do? And the Holy Ghost is speaking to us. I'm prophesying now. This is a prophetic prayer session that we cannot afford to pull back, draw back from what God has put in our hearts. We need to push forward. And I said to Gene this morning, that's right, 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. Do I really have faith for 1,000 at every point of light? An average. What if I could get half of Fort Worth praying daily? He says, well, everybody's too busy. I'll tell you, when darkness starts coming upon the land, people are going to be crying out. I heard about that prayer. Let me be a part of it. So I hear the Holy Ghost saying, it's no time to pull back. It's no time to minimize. And if the devil fools with me, maybe I'll just call for 100 million. Huh?
All right.
My pastor and Pastor Bob Nichols' pastor, Carl Alcorn, I was there the day that he got up and said, there's a rumor going on that this was 1964, 65. There's a rumor going on that we're going to spend $75,000 for a new church building. He said, there's nothing to that rumor. He said, we're going to spend $100,000. Hallelujah. So if the devil keeps challenging me, I'll just say 2 million. Right now it's 1,000,000. I'm not backing off of it. Huh? As our faith is, so being, we have to operate according to our measure of faith. Paul said we have to prophesy according to our measure of faith. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of being minimized. And we declare that we will maximize. Hallelujah. We started the power tower in 1995. Pastor said we'll go 24 hours a day. I said, well, maybe we need to start at 6 hours a day, Pastor. Not 24. He said, no, we'll go 24 hours a day. He said, you train them, and we'll start. Huh? So I got a hold of his faith. God needs to increase us today. We must increase. This is harvest time. Come on, let's pray right now. Huh? Hallelujah. Get out the drawing board again. Minda batala brieta. Get out the map again. Get out your dreams and visions again. It's no time to minimize. A Holy Ghost saying it's time to maximize. Minda mananda de brieta, de brieta, de brieta, de brieta. Come on, in the name of Jesus, somebody pray. If I can be denied, I will be denied, but I will not be denied. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Koramandribriye. Tebata, let's pray that through. Let's pray that through. Karabriandribri, siribriandribriye, terebriye. Hallelujah. Eh, I believe, God, that it shall be just as he said it would be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nay. Siribiriyandiribiriyadabiriyandiribiriyandiyay. I hear the Holy Ghost saying this morning, it's no time to cut back. Well, I'm having 5 prayer services a week, but not very many coming, so I'll cut back to 2. No, you might need to increase to 10. Hallelujah. The most I've ever gotten, I've given 3 attempts calling 1,000 churches. I'm now calling 1,000 points of light. And the most I've ever got is 100. So in the realm of the natural, maybe I could get 25 or 50. Or maybe if I've gotten 100, maybe I could get 200. Or maybe you just need to cut back to 50. No. It's time to maximize. Kiboshikera brokutere briyatai. Nindribiri andribiri andribiri ei. You say, well, I tried it once and failed. We'll do it again. I tried it twice and failed. We'll do it again. How can you die? How can you leave this world with dreams in your heart? When David Hinton approached me last year at lunch with me, Revival Now, and said, I'm going to do a Christian movie, I'm thinking, boy, that takes lots of money. But it's going to come out. He's already got some theaters it's coming out in next month. And I watched the trailer on this morning. And instead of having Hollywood Productions, he's got Hollywood Productions. I think that's great, Hollywood Productions. So God has just put it in his heart to start making movies. And he's getting it done. Hallelujah. Huh? These are days of expansion. Hallelujah. If you don't want to expand, just give somebody else the dream. Let them expand. Nebrando rebrendere becuta la breite. Hallelujah. I've known Wayne Myers for many, many years, but I saw him step up, 90 years old this year, step up with authority. He's got dreams and visions. Hallelujah. Quebrando rebriikito rabrote, minda sukutura briite. You heard about the man that died when he was 40 and they buried him when he was 60? Yeah, it's pretty sad. 20 years without a dream. Lord, stir us up this morning. Kabarando te brite, manda sukutara brite, mana mandara brietara brekira mandore brisigara mandola brekara mando. E mando ribikira briera mandora briera bariandara brotere briasara briando. Kimanana mandara batia tara brieta. Lord, help us to maximize. Satan wants to minimize us. But help us to maximize, oh God. Hallelujah. Nay. Emanda sigiri bikiri beriandara batola brianda mandu yabiti etara beriandara batola brianda ribiri. Oh, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We don't know exactly how to do it, but our eyes are upon you, and we know there's a way. There's a way when we pray. Hallelujah.
Lord, we acknowledge you. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. We have not been this way. Each step is strange and new, so our eyes are on you. Teach us your ways and we will follow. Speak to us now, we will obey. You've always brought us through. Our eyes are still on you.
Lord, our eyes are upon you today. David, can you come up here? Let us pray for you this morning. What an incredible undertaking to produce a movie. It's going to be shown in theaters. It's what, 2 hours long? How the West Was Won. It's about a preacher. Is that right? Now watch the trailer. Looks good. What faith to say, I'm going to make a movie. Because most of the time it takes millions of dollars to make a movie. But I believe that God, and I've been prophesying for years, that out of the Christian world, there's going to arise a new segment of Christian entertainment, Christian message. Because we know that Hollywood has been infiltrated by the most ungodly, perverted stuff that you can imagine. Lord, we pray for David Hinton, Kerebrande Erebri Amando, and his new movie that's coming out next month. I pray, Lord, that there would be requests in cities all across America to show, and in Canada and other places to show this movie. How the West Was Won. Hallelujah. Give him favor, Lord. Give him favor, I pray. Hollywood Productions. Lord, let there be a whole new stream of Christian movies come out of Hollywood productions. In the name of Jesus, divine appointments and divine connections. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Erebre manamando lebre et abasikata bikie. Ibashikamando rebre et sikata bakote. Mandara bre et arabosote. Brando ribi. Come here, Tim. I want to pray for you. You still got that Bible? Step right up here on the first row. Lord, I pray for Tim. In the name of Jesus. Quebrando shikede bri ita torbe ita labro ute. Mandare bri isikutu ribi ite. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, don't despair, Tim, over wasted moments. Nandare briata, for I will restore, I'll make up for lost time. Just release that anointing to declare the word of the Lord with that Bible in your hand. Ikana mandore bre esarabo utie. To declare the word of the Lord. Standing in the office of the evangelist. Men that are functioning from there in the name of Jesus. Release boldness and confidence and strength. Mandare bri kiribiriandra brukutara batala bri ite. Mindare briata. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying there come a day he'll open up new territories. New territories in the northeast. Where the gospel first came to, wells are being redug now. Gene and I, we leave early Friday morning for Vermont, going into New England, because we know that God has spoken to us. Are the Arbos here? New England, and the wells that have been stopped up that were dug to begin with. God's going to begin to send the prophet and the evangelist back to redig the wells. Hallelujah. The New England states, we call for workers to go there and redig the wells. In the name of Jesus. Even early this morning, I kept hearing the voice of God saying, I'm restoring the office of the evangelist. When Gene and I went in full-time ministry in 1967, you either had to be a pastor or an evangelist. That was it. Somebody said, pick your poison. You had to be a pastor or evangelist. So Gene and I just started out being evangelists. And there was nowhere we went that had, we didn't go less than 2 weeks. Huh? We never heard of such a one-day revival. I know God could do it in a day, but, huh? So where's the evangelist? Where have all the evangelists gone? In the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's evangelists here this morning, true evangelists, I pray like Don Clowers, I pray you stir them up. Hallelujah. And Tim, make him stir the gift of the evangelist up. The office of the evangelist, you're stirring up today. You're renewing today. John and Judy Hall, I'm prophesying over y'all. I see the evangelist coming in. I woke up this morning, Don, Brother Don, Sharon, And the Holy Ghost just rolling over in me. I'm restoring the office of the evangelist in this nation. The office of the evangelist. And I said a moment ago, when Gene and I started out being evangelists, in 1967 we started, you either had to be a pastor or an evangelist. There's one or the other. Well, no office of the prophet or office of the teacher. It was the evangelist or the pastor. But where have all the evangelists gone? It's like the evangelist has kind of died out. But I kept hearing the Holy Ghost saying over and over, I'm restoring the office of the evangelist. I'm restoring the office of the evangelist. Hallelujah. To once again, the evangelist will have a forceful voice in this nation, in this land, to declare the word of the Lord. With signs and wonders and miracles and people being baptized of the Holy Ghost. I've been prophesying the next great phenomena that spread across America will be in college and university campuses where they'll be praying in tongues for days and they'll be communicating to each other by tongues, interpretation. Hallelujah. And I'm prophesying over you. Big John and Judy, that there come a day that you guys will travel with an evangelist. And before they minister the word, the Holy Ghost will begin to use you to sing. And Judy, I'm declaring that you'll prophesy the word of the Lord and you'll gather intercessors. Hallelujah. Before the evangelist arrives in a certain town or a certain city or a certain geographical location, you'll go into that place and gather intercessors, and they will intercede until the glory comes down, even before the evangelist arrives. Hallelujah. And John, I declare that you'll write songs and sing songs that the man of God is declaring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Wesley brothers, one preached and the other one wrote songs and sung songs to what he was declaring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eraronde elebri secomando rabricata. Minda sicobrochita rabotiata. Hallelujah. God is stirring his people. Mirabote rebri sicatora briete. Nina mandala breed ki de bosukuta rabrota rebeite. In the name of Jesus. Quebrando la boca. Quebranga mandola brecara mandola brecara mandala bretea tai. Ibatora, Lord, speak to us this morning. Nina mananta rebriota rebri. Open our hearts wide, open our eyes wide. Come here, Brother Greg. If I call you by your first name, I'm trying not to be disrespectful. Janice, why don't you just come here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, restoring all kinds of gifts and offices in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The gift of healing. The first time I ever heard Greg Moore teach on the gift of healing, I said, I've not heard anybody teach like that in a long time. The revelation that God has given you. And I declare in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I declare there come a day there'll be another man of God that ministers in the evening time, but you'll minister in the morning times on healing. Hallelujah. I see you traveling across this land of the nations of the world in days to come. Because when I prophesy, it could be a now word or future word, a confirming word or a new word. But I declare that the people will come and they will bring people from far and near to be healed. I declare the gift of healing resides in you. And as you teach on healing and you begin to pray for the sick, there will be lines and lines of people I declare there'll be so many people waiting to get healed, they'll have to take a card and come on a certain day, a certain week, a certain month. In Jesus' name. And I declare, even at the place that God has assigned you to at this moment, healings will start taking place. And people will begin to come and stand on the outside waiting to get in to be healed. And I declare by the Holy Ghost, there shall be notable miracles. There shall be notable miracles. Notable miracles. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to practice divine healing in our churches. I'm certainly not minimizing or criticizing medical science. I got a couple of spiritual sons that are doctors, but when I was growing up as a boy, my dad, mom just prayed for me, and I just believed I was going to be healed. I was 16 years old before I ever went to a doctor because they just believed. Hallelujah. I believe that God is restoring the gift of healing, the gift of faith to the church. Hallelujah. Neramando te atiato. Iato rebeki manda socorre te atai. Iboshako mando. Kibatara mando sikatie. Ne, somebody sing with me this morning. Kema mander briato. Ha ha! Hey, Sidibidi, Shakamando. Ha ha. Na na na, Sidibidi, Rabro, Tabeke. Neato ribi se, Brandrabro. Hallelujah. Kidibidi, Andribidi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, kibushika mande atarobo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Kibrandrebriye. Hallelujah. These are days of restoration. Days of restoration. God's restoring gifts to the church. Restoring the gift of preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he makes his angels ministering spirits, but he makes his ministers men and women of fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what that was you did, Don, last night, but it was awesome. I was thinking, man, if I could practice that, I don't know what that move was, but it was an incredible move. Hallelujah. Fire! 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 Hear the Holy Ghost saying he's restoring fire to the church. One is coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire? A few months ago, I was ministering in Dinuba, California, and I said, I want to go to Yosemite because I've been telling a story for years and I wanted to make sure I had it right because I heard for years that they would have a great fire fall. And every night for years at Yosemite National Forest in California, they would gather all this kindling wood, they would make it into a great big ball, and then they would throw it off of the mountain, and people would come by the thousands and thousands to watch the fire fall. So I made my way to Yosemite just a few months ago, and I found me a park ranger. And I said, do I have this story straight? He said, yes. I said, why did you quit throwing the fire off of the mountain? Why did the fire quit falling? He said, because it became too crowded. There was not enough hotels, motels. The roads were jammed every night. People could not get around because of the multitude of people coming to watch the fire fall. So we had to stop. They made us quit doing it. And he said, now there's plenty of room. Huh? The roads are not crowded anymore. The hotels are not full anymore because there's no fire fall. God. God. Let the fire fall in our churches and auditoriums, in open fields and stadiums, at colleges and universities and field houses. Let the fire fall, God. Somebody help me call for the fire. The fire fall. Hey! Hallelujah. I've got a spiritual son who is in India. His name is Stephen. Many of you know Stephen. In fact, last time he was here, he preached here at Calvary Cathedral. A. Stephen is his name. I met him in 1990 in London. Began to prophesy over him. He's done an incredible work. I've been to India and preached for him. But when he was here ministering, his kidney was only operating at 10%. So his wife gave him one of her kidneys, but both of them have had just an incredible, challenging time. And now Stephen is back in the hospital. I talked to him this morning. He could barely talk. And he's in a crucial time in his life. He's a man of God. And he's baptized. He personally has baptized 100,000 Hindus and Muslims. This guy's got a great vision, but his health is in terrible condition right now. I told him this morning, I said, I'm going to church, Stephen, and we're going to pray for you. And he's a dear friend of Pastor Bob Nichols. Father, I pray for Stephen. Would you help me pray that God would heal him in that hospital in Bangalore, India? Lord, touch Stephen in Jesus' name. Touch Stephen in Jesus' name. Touch Stephen, I pray, in Jesus' name. Heal Stephen. And Lord, I pray for everyone today that is here, that's many of them have made major sacrifices to come to Revival Now. I pray for them, God, that you would bless them and minister to them. May they hear the word of the Lord. May they go back changed in Jesus' name. Lord, whoever's going to minister this morning and tonight, I don't know, but I pray that you would anoint them and bless them in Jesus' name. Let's thank God for what he's doing here at Revival Now. Can we do it? Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.